An Arctic cold front is crossing the area this afternoon into early this evening. Along with that front, there are some snow showers and some briefly heavy snow squalls. That front will be followed by some cold weather for a change. Temperatures will be well below normal coming up over the weekend, and then the thermometer will rebound on Monday as many spots come back close to the 50-degree mark. So some big changes are coming here, and right now it's nowhere near that 50-degree mark as cool air is already settling in. That Arctic front is passing by, so be aware that snow showers and some briefly heavy snow squalls are likely through the late day and early evening, and those snow squalls could be enough to leave a covering of snow on the ground. And with the snow squalls in place and the colder air following the front, there is the potential for some slippery travel as well. So keep that in mind into tonight if you have plans. And then we're preparing for the cold, and that's going to be a big concern, especially overnight into tomorrow morning, as temperatures crash into the single digits and teens. In fact, we'll even have some spots in the higher terrain dip below zero coming up tonight. So when you combine the cold and a gusty wind, we're talking about wind chills that are going to be below zero across much of the area tonight into tomorrow morning. And a wind chill advisory is in effect for the higher elevations, the Adirondacks, and also the Greens. Region-wide wind chills will be anywhere from about zero to about 25 below zero overnight into tomorrow morning. So you'll definitely need to dress warmly, really right through the day tomorrow, even though temperatures will rebound a little bit. It's going to be a cold day with temperatures running on the thermometer in the teens and 20s. But with the wind, our wind chills will be much, much colder than that, with high pressure building in from the west. And then tomorrow night, temperatures fall to near zero across the area. It'll still have some wind around as well, so it's going to be another cold night in terms of wind chill. And then on Sunday, temperatures are up into the 20s and 30s, so it's not quite as harsh on Sunday. And then by Monday, we're back close to 50 degrees, so welcome to March. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, low in the single digits above and below zero, wind chills in the teens and 20s below zero. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, windy and cold, with highs in the teens to around 20. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, low in the single digits above and below zero, wind chills in the teens and 20s below zero. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered snow showers, windy and cold, highs in the teens to around 20. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold, low in the teens, wind chill in the single digits above and below zero. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, windy and cold, with highs in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, low in the single digits to around 10, wind chill in the single digits below zero. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, windy and cold, high 18 to 24. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny and cold with highs in the 20s and 30s. On Monday, mostly cloudy and warmer with highs in the 40s to around 50. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.